This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For some, pop music is serious business. And for others, well, it's pop music, just fun stuff to dance and sing along with. For the singer Lily Allen, it's a way to vent. Her songs are much like a girl's diary gone very public. Lily Allen sold a lot of music this past summer back home in the UK. Her page on MySpace has more than 4 million clicks just on a small handful of songs. Her CD, All Right Still, has been just released here in the U.S., and Lily Allen is sitting in our brand new New York bureau, and she joins us now. So glad you're with us.
Hello.
You write songs that are so upbeat, almost chipper, and yet the lyrics cut like a knife.
Yeah, I think that's kind of part of the whole sort of charm of it, really, is that when you listen to it at first, it seems like a kind of really happy, upbeat songs, and then when you go back and listen to it the second or third time, you're kind of listening to the lyrics more in depth and realise that it's not just kind of mindless, boring pop music.
How much of this is you?
It's all me. It took me 2.5 years to write this album, and you know, it's very much a diary of my life. And I think that every song is kind of a snapshot of a moment within my teenage years.
There are more than a few songs on the album where you put it out there, and it almost sounds like sweet revenge.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really like revenge in a nasty way. I think of it as just kind of saying what all girls, you know, wish they had said when their boyfriends have broken up with them.
Like you're going to work your way through all of his mates?
Yeah, well, some of it's kind of, you know, tongue-in-cheek.
Now listen, I think you and me have come to the end of our time. Would you want some kind of reaction? Well, okay, that's fine. All the times that I said I was sober, well, I'm afraid I lied.
Your songs are cutting, but sometimes they're also constructive. The song Elfie, mm-hmm. about your little brother.
Yeah.
It seems like you're trying to hold a mirror up to his life and hope that he sees something and does something about it.
Elfie actually hates that song. When I wrote that song, I think he was a bit offended because he thought that I was just kind of attacking all of his bad points. But actually, you know, I was just trying to kind of be encouraging and, you know, write something that he could appreciate. You know, it's no point in writing a song for somebody if it doesn't say anything. So,
did you actually share the song with him before you recorded it?
No, I didn't, because I only ever, write songs in a studio situation, so I'm writing while I'm recording, really.
You say you write songs in the studio, write them as you go along. Tell me about
this. Yeah. I was trained in jazz improvisation when I was young, so that's how I write, really, is, you know, I'll write my lyrics like kind of poetry with no, you know, melody attached to it. And I always do that in the studio while we're writing the music. And then once I have that kind of sorted and the flow of the lyrics, I'll just stand in front of the microphone and ad-lib or, yeah, improvise.
Are you writing all the time?
No, not at all. I only ever write when I have time to be in the studio, and I probably won't have time till August this year.
So you don't carry around literally diaries, notebooks, where you jot down inspirations or epiphanies as they happen?
No, it's usually, you know, something that I'm feeling that morning or that day. And I think that's why the songs kind of jump out and you can really visualise everything, because it is so fresh.
All right, so this is a song about anyone. It could be anyone. You're just doing your own thing and someone comes out of the blue.
I was thinking about buying one for your friend.
She's got no taste. Hand on his waist, tries to pull away, but her lips on his face.
If you insist, I'll have a white wine spritzer.
Sorry, love, but you ain't pretty picture.
Can't knock him out.
You know, you hear so many influences in your music. You can hear ska, you hear almost like Professor Longhair there. Is that you sort of calling out for this, or do you have sort of musical co-conspirators who are in the studio with you and bringing those influences into the music?
You know, I work very closely with the people that produce my records, and, you know, it's very much a group effort. But, you know, the influences come from me. You know, that's what I do, is I have a huge record collection, and, you know, we'll sit there and, you know, half of it is sitting down and listening to music. And that's what writing music is about, is listening to other people's music and being inspired.
Riding through the city on my bike all day, because the filth took away my license. It doesn't get me down and I feel okay, because the sights that I'm seeing are priceless. Everything seems to look as it should, but I wonder what goes on behind doors. A fella looking down,
ask you about something and what it's like for you, because I understand that in a few of your concerts, large concerts with 10,000 people, they sang along with every single word. What is that like for you when you're standing on stage and basically your lyrics, and in this sense your life, is coming back to you?
It's the most incredible feeling in the world. But you know what, it's not really about 10,000 people. When that thing of people singing my lyrics back to me struck me the most was my first ever concert. You know, I had set up this MySpace page on the internet, and, you know, it was a 200 capacity club, and 1,500 people turned up and were queuing around the block, and everyone knew the words to my songs. It was insane. I guess when people sing your lyrics back to you, it's, you know, that they've definitely taken them on board. You know, it's not just background music to them. They're kind of getting something out of it. They've taken the time to memorize the words, so must be doing something right.
Lily, it's been great talking to you. Thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Lily Allen, her CD is called All Right Still. And you can hear songs from the CD All Right Still at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.